我们这时候就请郭牧师啊，为我们来传讲今天下午的这堂信息。那他所要传讲的信息是基于刚才我们所读的那段经文当中的两节，就是腓立比书一章二十到二十一节，所要讲的题目是活着就是基督。我们请郭牧师。
Good afternoon, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家下午好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
We thank God for His mercies and His grace in seeing us through the year 2020.
我们为着神的怜悯还有神的恩典来感谢神，因他保守我们度过2020年。
No one expected such a year when we had our last Watch Night service in 2019.
当我们在2019年来举行那守岁礼拜的时候，我们没有一个人预想到说，接下来的那一年会是如此的。
We thought that it would be very similar to 2019.
我们还以为它会跟2019年是一样的。
We all could still attend church every Lord's Day. We could still have our annual church camp and other regular activities.
我们仍然就是到礼拜堂来聚会来敬拜，我们仍然能够参加其他的这些活动，好像就是一年一度的这圣经营等等。
But from the middle of March this year onwards, everything changed, and it is still changing today.
然而在三月间，今年的三月间啊，一切都改变了。那而且直到今日仍然在改变的当中。
Look at how we are seated.
你看看我们是怎么样的就坐在这礼堂里呢？
Never have we ever expected to wear masks almost every moment of every day when we leave our homes from March onwards.
我们从没有想到说，我们需要这样子的来戴着口罩啊，几乎是每时每刻，当我们每一天离开家门，我们都得像这样子的戴着口罩，我们从来没有想过的。
Next to our handphones, our mask is our new best friend.
我们除了我们的手机之外啊，这个口罩是变成我们必须拥有的。
We cannot leave home without our mask, right?
我们没有这口罩，我们就不能够离开家门，不是吗？
How has your Christian life been these past 9 months?
在过去这九个月里，你基督徒的生命是如何的呢？
Have you drawn closer to the Lord Jesus Christ as a Christian, or have you drifted away from Christ?
你是否身为基督徒，你是更来趋近我们的主呢，还是你已经被冲就是远离救赎主呢？
Many of the things from the physical perspective have changed. But what about our spiritual perspective? Has it improved? Has it changed?
我们在身体或者是生理上的许多的这些事情啊，都已经改变了。但是我们的灵命是否也改变了呢？是否有更好呢？
We worship differently.
我们是否是有敬拜有不同吗？
We attend our fellowship groups differently.
我们就在参加团契也有所不同吗？
Everything is different in our church life.
我们教会的生活一切都不一样了。
But the question is, all these things will continue to change, even in this new year.
我们知道这一切在这新的一年来临的新的一年里面，都会继续的改变。
But how has that impacted your life in Christ?
然而他对你在基督里的生命有什么样的影响呢？
Paul's life was also changing.
使徒保罗他的生命也是在改变中。
But whatever his external circumstances was, he refused to allow that to change his relationship with Christ.
无论他在身体以外的这一切是怎么样的改变，他是拒绝让这些来影响他跟基督、跟主耶稣基督的关系。
At least not to change it negatively.
那至少不是改变，以至于是就是不是负面的来改变。
Since the day of his conversion, the Apostle Paul was a free man.
自从他悔改了之后，那使徒保罗。
It was true he suffered great persecution as he brought the gospel from city to city.
的确的，当他把福音从一个城市带到另外城市的时候，他面对了各样的逼迫。
But he was still free to move from city to city.
然而他仍然是可以从一个地方去到另一个地方。
When he wrote this epistle to the Christians in Philippi, he was in Rome under house arrest.
当他写这封书信给腓立比的教会的时候，那时候他已经是在罗马受到软禁。
His life was changed forever.
他的生命就这样的永远改变了。
Years of freedom to obey God in the mission trips were over.
那在就是他的旅游步道的当中来顺从神的这些年日这些的光阴已经成为过去了。
To be under house arrest means he was not permitted to leave the house that he was put into.
那受到软禁，就是说他不能够离开他所被释放的那个住所，他不能够离开那里。
It's something like he was under stay home notice.
他就似乎像就是好像是得了那居家隔离的，就是要居家隔离。
With guards ensuring that he will not leave the house.
那有护卫守着，就是确保他不能够离开那一个地方。
But thank God he was permitted to receive visitors.
我感谢神，他仍然能够，就是被容许来接受一些的访客。
That's how the epistles he wrote when he was in prison were sent to the Christians in Philippi, to the Christians in Ephesus, to the Christians in Colossae.
那这也就是他如何的借着这样的一个管道来把他所写的这些书信，那写给腓立比、写给以弗所的教会、写给就是哥罗西教会的这些书信，就这样子的被带出去。
But one thing in Paul's life that he must always protect was his life in Christ.
那有一样。 他保罗在他必须维护的，也就是他在基督里的生命。They
can take away his freedom, but he will not let them take away his Christ.
他们能够把他的自由挪去，但是他们不能够把他的基督给挪移了。They
can take away his ministry, but he must not let them take away his Christ.
他们可以把他的侍奉 给夺去，但是他们绝对不应当把他的基督给夺了。They
can take away his churches so that he could not visit them anymore, but he must not let them take away his Christ.
他们可以把他所建立的教会夺去，以至于他不能够再去造访那些教会，但是他绝对不容许他们把他的基督夺走。
Because for Paul, For him to live was Christ.
因为对保罗来说，他活着就是基督。
What does it mean to live is Christ?
那活着就是基督，这是什么意思呢
？Let's look at it first from within us.
我们首先来从我们就是里面来内心里面来看。
And then we will look at what it means outside of us.
而我们再来看在我们身体以外又如何
？First, to live is Christ from within us means my heart will always love Christ.
那首先就是活着是基督。那从我里面来说，就是我的心永远是归属主的。
I will do whatever in my heart.That will make Christ pleased with my life.
我也会就是为着让基督来讨基督的喜悦来做一切的事情。
You and I know what love is.
你我都知道什么是爱。
We have loved people before in our lives.
我们也曾经在我们生命中爱过其他的人。
And I hope that this love that you have for certain people is still very much alive.
我也期盼说你对某一个人的这样的一个爱仍然是活生生的。
Because you want these people to be pleased, to be happy with your life.
因为你期盼这些人他们是会为着你的生命来喜悦为因着你的生命。
And so if for Paul to spend the last few moments of his life under house arrest, and that makes Christ happy, he is happy too.
那因此让保罗要在他剩余的年龄在这样的一个受软禁的状况里面他要让他的生命来讨基督的喜悦的话他自己也因此而欢喜。
So please do not think that the Apostle Paul, when he was under house arrest, he was grumbling, he was murmuring, he was complaining. He was not.
让我们千万不要以为说使徒保罗在受到软禁的时候，他在那里这就是在那里埋怨投诉。他其实他根本不是这样子。
He was put into prison because he would not stop preaching Christ.
他之所以被关在牢里是因为他不愿意停止传扬福音。
And he knew that he was called by Christ to preach Christ to everyone.
而他也知道说他蒙基督的呼召就是要来传讲基督，向众人来传讲基督。
And therefore, for preaching Christ, he was now put under house arrest. He was very happy because he knew it was Christ who wants him to be under house arrest.
那因此他为了传扬耶稣基督而他被软禁起来，那他因着这样他也心里面充满着欢喜快乐，因为他是为着要继续的来传扬耶稣基督。
Not only must your heart be filled with the love for Christ, your mind must be filled with the thought of Christ.
不单是你的心要就是被基督的爱来充满，那你的思维你的心思也当是充满着基督。
If I love my wife, I cannot think of another woman.
如果我爱我的妻子，那我就不能够去想念到另外一个女人。
I must keep on thinking about my wife.
我必须时刻的来思想到我的妻子。
So if I love the Lord Jesus Christ, my mind cannot keep thinking about money.
如果我爱主耶稣基督，那我的头脑脑海不能够一直在想到金钱。
Did the Bible not teach us? Did the Lord not say you cannot love God and mammon? Either you love the one or hate the other.
圣经岂不是教导我们耶稣基督也教导我们说我们不能够爱神又爱马门因为你就是你不能够同时服侍两位主。
So how is my mind filled with Christ?
我的心思要怎么样的来让基督来充满呢？
How do I keep thinking about Christ?
那我要怎么样的来时刻的思想基督的？
I need to fill my thoughts, my mind with the Word of God, because the Word of God is the Word of Christ.
那我必须让神的话语来充满我的脑海，因为神的话语也就是基督的话语。
The devil hates that.
魔鬼他厌恶这事。
And so the devil will try to fill my mind with a lot of the things of the world.
因此魔鬼他要想方设法把这世界上的一些事物来充满我的脑海。
When I want to study the doctrines about God, about the Bible, about Christ, the devil will also have his false doctrines about God, about the Bible, and about Christ.
当我要来研读关于圣经、关于神、关于基督的这些教义的时候，那魔鬼他也有许许多多的这些错误的教导，关于圣经、关于神、关于基督的。
He will try to confuse me.
他就会要借着这些来让我被混乱。
Because my love for Christ and my mind thinking about Christ, they have to be one and the same. Otherwise, my love will be very badly affected.
因为我的对基督的爱以及我的就是心思是必须是一致的，要不然这会就是影响我跟基督，深深的影响我跟基督的关系。
In fact, I could probably end up loving wrongly, incorrectly, unbiblically.
其实我甚至会因着这样会有一个错误的爱，不符合圣经的那样的一个爱了。
And so I have to make sure that I keep studying the Bible and to make sure that I study it and understand it correctly.
我也必须确保说我继续持续不断的来研读圣经，我也必须确保说我是正确的来理解圣经。
Now first that is to look at what it means to live for Christ from inside of the Christian.
因此首先我们是看到说到底活着是基督是怎么回事，就是从一个基督徒的里面来看。
How is your love for Christ?
你对基督的爱又是如何的呢？
Are you thinking about how to please Christ?
你是不是在想方设法的要来讨基督的喜悦呢？
How well do you know this Christ in your mind, the one that you love?
你对于你的你脑海里你所你的思维里面的这位基督，你所爱的基督，你对他的有多少认识有多少呢？
The deeper the love, the clearer your understanding of who Christ is, the easier it will be for you to live for Christ.
那你越是爱这位基督你越是就越是认识他，那你就越爱他越深，认识的越透彻，那你来遵行来为他活就越容易了。
And in this manner, your impact on the lives of others will also be for Christ.
那唯有这样，那你对周围的人的影响就会是就是影响他们为着基督来影响他们了。
First, it will be your words.
首先你的言辞。
You and I know how powerful and important words are.
你我都知道我们所说的话我们的话语是何等重要。
I think we all have at one time or another regretted many things that came out of our mouths.
我相信我们每一个人都在某些时刻里面都曾经有这样的一个经历，就是厌恶自己从自己口中所吐露出来的一些话语。
And once the words came out of our mouth, we can never, never take them back.
当这些话语从我们口中说出来的时候，我们就永远的不能够把它收回了。
The best we can do after we regretted it is to sincerely apologize.
那我们当我们说出这些话语之后，那我们最顶多最能够做最好能够做到的，也只不过就是真诚的来为着所说的来就是认错。
And yet we realize that even after we apologize and the people has forgiven us, the thought of those words that have been spoken will still remain.
你我都知道，即使是我们就是认错，向人来求饶恕，人也饶恕了我们，但是那些所说的话，仍然那些的思想仍然是在人的脑海里面，那这一切都不再像以往了。
Do you think a husband can ever forget?When the wife said to him in the first year of marriage, I regretted marrying you.
那如果你想你认为说一个先生他能够会忘记吗？如果在他跟妻子结婚了的第一年之后，妻子说啊，我后悔我嫁给你。
Half an hour later, the wife realized her big mistake and she profusely apologized to the husband.
那半个小时之后，他说了那话。半个小时之后，这做妻子的啊，他就就是来向先生啊，他的丈夫来就是毫无保留的来认错。
And then the husband said, "I forgive you."
然后做丈夫的说，我饶恕你。
You think you will ever forget those words?
I
regretted marrying you.
你想他做这个丈夫，这做丈夫的他，会不会真的就是完全的忘记了，那一番话，就是妻子所说的，我后悔嫁给你这番话呢
？The power of our words is real.
我们的言辞，我们的话语，的这能力啊，实在是真实的。
To the person who says, "For me to live is Christ."He would be very guarded and careful with his words.
那因此一个说我活着就是基督的这样的一个人，他是会非常的谨慎小心的来确保他所说的话不会有错。
Because he knows that the people around him, they cannot see how much he loved Christ in his heart. They cannot see how often he keeps thinking about Christ in his mind.
因为他知道说在他身边的人他们是看不到说他内心里有多爱基督，他的脑海里是怎么样的时刻的来思想这基督。
But they can hear what he says about Christ.
而他们却能够听到他对于耶稣对基督就是他所说关于基督的事情。
What he says on behalf of Christ as well.
以及他就是代表基督来所说的那番话。
Because the people around him knows that he is a Christian.
因为他身边的人都知道他是基督徒。
A Christian is someone who testifies for Christ.
基督徒就是那为基督来做见证的人。
And when he speaks words that are Bible based, the people know that they have just heard the words of Christ.
那如果他是基于圣经的话语来发言的话，那人都会知道说他是在就是为基督来传话。
But at the same time, when he says wrong things, the people will also conclude, you mean Christ would also say those things?
同时如果他说了一些错误的话语的时候，那周围的人也会得这样的一个结论，就是说啊，难道基督也是说这番话吗？
And so for a person,To say, for me to live is Christ. He must be very, very careful with his words. He must know when not to say anything and when to say the right thing.
那因此一个活着 就是基督的人啊，他必须是非常谨慎自己的言辞。那他必须知道说什么时候啊不当说话，那什么时候应当说，那就是把那正确的话说出来。
Spend a moment to reflect back as much as you can remember some things that you have spoken this past months that you regret.
那用点时间来思想，那回想在过去这几个月里面，那你曾经就是说过的一些话语，而是你就是为这所说的感到后悔的。
Maybe not even past months, maybe past weeks or days.
或许不需要说过去几个月，或者只是过去几个星期，过去几天里啊所说过错误的话。
What are you going to do about it? Are you just simply going to feel bad and that's it?
你要怎么样的来弥补呢？那你是不是说啊，你只要为着这些事情来感到就是心里不安，就这样子吗？
What do you think would be the right thing to do for someone who says, for me to live is Christ?
那如果对你来说，你认为说一个说自己是活着是基督的人，那么他应当是怎么样的来做呢？
What should be in your mind as you have the mind of Christ?
那你既有基督的心思，那在你的心里面内心里面应当有什么样的想法呢？
Is it not the right thing to do to go up to the person and apologize and make right the relationship because of our harsh words?
那我们岂不当为着我们所发的这些就是错误的言辞，那去到那人面前来向他来道歉呢？
Can you also recall those many moments when your words have been carefully chosen and spoken and it has blessed many hearts as well?
那你是否也能够回想到说你所说的一些话是你很谨慎的来就是思想选择正确的言辞来来讲的时候，那以至于这样子把福气带给周围的人呢？有没有能不能回想有这样的时刻吗？
As we think or reflect upon our words, we must not stop there. We must also think of our deeds, what we have done with our hands as well.
当我们在思想到我们所说过的话我们不应当停留在那里，我们也应当来思想我们借着我们的手所做过的事情。
You cannot say, well, for me to live is Christ, but then I've not done anything for Christ.
你不能够说我活着是为基督为基督，那活着是基督，我却没有为基督来做任何事。
The reason why the Lord saved us and left us here behind on this earth is to be the hands of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
神之所以在我们得救之后救赎了我们之后，把我们留在这地面上，那他的用意是要我们成为基督的双手。
Have your hands been helpful or have your hands been sinful?
那你的双手是不是是不是有帮助过人，还是你的双手却是就是用来行恶呢？
But I believe for every one of us, it is a mixture of both, isn't it?
我深信我们在这里的每一个人我们的状况是这是就是我们是好坏参半，不是吗？
Because as Christians, we can do good works for Jesus' sake.
因为身为基督徒，我们是能够为着基督的缘故来行善的。
Therefore, the question is whether it is more helpfulness or more sinfulness.
然后问题就来到说，是不是到底我们所做的是多是帮助的人，或者是多是来就是行罪恶来伤害人呢
？What have you done for the Lord Jesus Christ?
你
and bless God's people with your life as you live for Christ.
你为基督做了些什么呢？你来为基督来活来是否为基督来活来帮助来带福气给其他的人呢
？We thank God for so many of you who have helped during this past 9 months and more in sustaining the church, in helping us through the Zoom, through the PA, through so many things. You have gone out of your way to help.
我们感谢神，在过去的这几个月里面啊，我们当中有许多的人就是特别的付出去做各样协助我们各方面啊，特别是在这些线上的聚会还有其他的安排的当中。
We really thank God for your helpfulness in ensuring that the church kept on going during this difficult time.
那我们感谢神啊，就是教会啊，就是在这磨难的时刻里面啊，继续的来帮助来扶持。
And for others, the many ways that you have also touched the lives of others through your email, through the phone call, through your visits, and also through parcels sent by mail.
至于其他的，他们你们借着这些电邮，借着其他的这些信件等等的来扶持弟兄姐妹的我们也一样感谢神。
The Lord will surely remember all these wonderful, helpful deeds that you have done to bless God's people for Jesus' sake.
神必定会纪念你所做的这些善功，这些帮助弟兄姐妹的事情，那神必定会纪念，必定会就是赐福你。
For Paul to say, "For me to live is Christ," he was not able to say that before his salvation.
那至于保罗，他能够说我活着是为基督我活着就是基督。那这话，他在得救之前，他是不能够这么说。
In the past, it was for Paul to live was self.
在过去。对保罗来说他活着是为着自己。
For Paul to live was the praises of man.
那对保罗来说他活着当时候他活着是为着得人的赞赏。
For Paul to live was money.
保罗是为着钱财来活。
But once he was born again, he only knew one thing in his heart. For me,Paul says, to live is Christ.
他只记得一样事情，当他得救之后，他说，对保罗来说，他说他活着就是基督。
In other words, this phrase simply means he is a Christian.
换句话说，这句话的意思简单的说就是表明说他是基督徒。
Every Christian must only live for Christ.
每一个基督徒也都当单单的为基督而活。
If you say I do not want to live for Christ, it is as good as saying I am not a Christian.
那如果你说你不愿意来为基督而活，那就相等于说你告诉人你不愿意做一个基督徒。
And I pray and hope that you will for the rest of our time here on earth, that whatever is in store for us, even when the world gets from bad to worse, you will continue to live only for Christ. That must never change.
然后我也 祷告期盼着说我们每一个人都是这样子无论是接下来这一个就是世界的状况是怎么样的改变的越来越糟的话，然后让我们都是一样的，就是愿意为主来活，单单为主活。
Paul did not let that change.
保罗没有让他这些来改变他。
To do that, he shared with us in verse 20, according to my earnest expectation and hope.
那他为了做这事，他在第为了做到这一点，他在第二十节他就与我们分享，他就说：“照着我所切慕、所期盼的。”
His heart and his mind were never on anything that is of this earth.
他的心思、他的意念从来不会是放在这地面上的任何事情。
He did not take his eyes off eternity.
他没有把他的眼光从永恒那里挪移开来。
Because his hope was always in heaven with Christ.
因为他的期盼时刻都是在天上，是与基督同在。
His hope was always to hear the Lord Jesus Christ describe his life and say to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
他的一生，他的期盼就是听到主耶稣基督来这样的来赞许说好的我良善的仆人。
That's how Paul sustained this love.For him to live is Christ.
这是保罗是这样子的来维持这样的一个爱，以至于他能够来为基督来活。
For us to do the same, we must also keep our eyes, our hope in eternal things in Christ.
那我们也就若要做同样的事情，我们也应当就是把我们的眼光，就是我们的期盼，都就是放在天上基督的身上。
The moment we take our eyes off Christ, off the Word of God, it will be replaced by the world.
一旦我们就是把我们的眼光就是从基督从神的话语挪开的话，那取而代之的将会是这个世界。
To live for Christ must be 100%.
活着是基督就是必须是百分百。
It cannot be a Sunday only experience.
那这不应当只是在主日的时候的经历。
It must be a every moment and every day experience.
那这必须是每时每刻每一天的经历。
And to do that, you must, like the Apostle Paul, have the earnest expectation and hope of eternal things.
那要做到这事，你必须效法使徒保罗一样，那必须有这样的一个切慕，这样的一个盼望。
And so as you grow old, when this body is sick, or when you feel a lot of pain, it will be the same. For me to live is Christ.
那因此，如果你是这样的话，那即使是你的年纪就是衰老了，那你身体甚至是有病痛了，这一切都不会影响你仍然会是说我活着是。
And therefore you say, for me to live in this painful body is Christ, because I look forward to my glorified resurrected body in Christ.
那因此你就可以说对我来讲，我活在这样的一个充满着疼痛的身体我就是基督，因为我是期盼着那复活之后那荣耀得着那荣耀的身体。
If I have to be humbled and wash all your feet, for me to live is Christ, because to wash your feet is the same as washing the feet of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
那如果我需要来谦卑来为你们众人来洗脚，那我对我来说就是活着是我活着是为基督的，因为这样子我也是等于是为基督来洗脚。
And therefore there is no work too menial, too servile, too humble that you and I would not do for Christ.
那因此没有一件事情是太微小、太低下，以至于我们不能够为基督来做的。And
we must do it in holiness.
而我们必须是在圣洁里面来做这些。So
that in nothing we shall be ashamed, but that with boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death.
那好像我们这样子做的时候，那我们不会有任何的羞耻，而是的确是在这样子能够刚强，能够活着来让基督在我的生命中来显大。
Because in this world, when we live for Christ, people will mock you.
因为在这世上，你若是为基督而活，那人会取笑你。
When you live for Christ, people will persecute you.
你若为基督来活，人会逼迫你。
People will threaten you.
人会威胁你。
People will do whatever it takes to stop you.
人会做任何的事情来拦阻你。
People will try their best to make you stop living for Christ.
是人会尽他们所能的来阻止你继续为基督来活。
And so even as you keep your eyes on heaven, you must also do so with courage.
那因此当你定睛在天上，那你也必须是 有这样的一个勇气来前行。
And the more they try to persecute you, the more you must want to magnify Christ.
他们越是要来逼迫你，那你越是要来让基督来显大。
The more they try to cover up your holy image of Christ that you bear, the more you must show them the holy image of Christ.
他们越是要来掩盖你为基督所显的那圣洁的样式，那你就要越是要借着勇气来活出来显出那圣洁的样子。And
you do so by the manner of your life.
你必须是借着你所活的样式来证实这事。And
you must do this to the very end, until the Lord Jesus returns.
你必须是这样子的来做，那直到末了，直到耶稣基督再来。Because
that is the only way for you to experience that to die is gain.
那我有这样子，那你才能够来经历到说，死就是有益的。You
know that when a sinner dies in sin, it is a great loss.
你都知道说，如果一个罪人他在罪中死的话，那是一个巨大的损失。
He will be cast into hell, and he will suffer everlasting torment.
那他将被丢到地狱里，他将要面对那永恒的这个火的熬炼。
You know that in Christ Jesus you have been delivered from such a terrible and great loss.
你也知道说，因着耶稣基督，你已经被从这样的一个痛苦、这样的一个大的损失当中被解救出来。
That's why you must never stop living for Christ.
这也就是为什么你不应当停止的来为基督来活。So
that when it is time for your life to end, it will be a great gain for yourself.
那以至于好像你的生命来到终点的时候，那当你死的时候，这将是对你自己来讲是大有益处。You
will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ accepted.
你将会站在耶稣基督面前得他。
And Christ will be proud and delighted to usher you into the throne room of the Heavenly Father and present you before God Almighty.
那耶稣基督也会欢喜快乐的，就是把你引到 就是父神的宝座的面前来进入那就是永恒的荣耀里。
And you will be presented by Christ as one of the many fruitful evidence of his suffering on the cross of Calvary, because I died for this person's sin. This person now is a child of God.
那你将是被耶稣就介绍为是那就是那有成果的那也就是耶稣基督为着你来死来承受十字架的痛苦所成就的那成果。
Isn't that a description of you, dear friend?
那这是不是你的写照呢？亲爱的朋友们。
That is your gain, dearly beloved.
那这就是亲爱的，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这就是你所得的益处。
And it will also be a gain for others as well.
那这也将是成为别人的益处。
Because your life and witness on earth has impacted and helped so many brothers and sisters in Christ to become better, stronger Christians because of your life for Christ.
那因着你所活所显的见证，那使到许许多多的弟兄姐妹也能够因得到正面的影响，而能够在生活中能够更好的来为基督来活，那这也是成为他们的益处。
Your gain when you live for Christ is also the gain for all of us in church.
那你在基督里所活所得的益处也是我们在教会里面个人所领受的益处。
But your gain will also include the many sinners that the Lord Jesus Christ used you to bring the gospel to lead them to the Savior as well.
那你所得的益处也包括就是耶稣基督借着你把福音去带给那些罪人，让他们也能够来得蒙救赎，这也是你所领受。
Isn't that a wonderful and abundant life?
那样的一个丰盛的生命岂不是非常美好吗？
To be able to impact and help so many people to enter heaven and to be a great blessing.
能够来影响来帮助许多的人能够来进入天堂，能够来领受那莫大的福气，岂不是很好吗？
That was the life of the Apostle Paul.Because to him, to live is Christ.
这是使徒保罗他的生命，因为对他来说，活着就是基督。
Would you also echo what the Apostle Paul says concerning yourself? For me, to live is also Christ.
你能不能就是像使徒保罗所说的你也来回应来说我对我来说活着就是基督。
I pray that this is your heartfelt conviction for the year 2021 and until the Lord Jesus returns.
我期盼这是你内心的这样的一个信念是2011年的2021年的这你内心的信念直到耶稣基督再来。
Will you say that to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, this afternoon?
你会在这下午这样子来向主耶稣基督来说吗？
Love the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of the Lord Jesus Christ, and let others see Christ in you.
爱耶稣基督，思想耶稣基督，那让他人。在你身上来看到耶稣基督。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
We thank you, God, for seeing us through the year 2020.
我们感谢主，你带领我们，就是度过了那2020年。
Truly, it had been a very turbulent year for all of us.
的确，对于我们每一个人来说，这是动荡不安的一年。
Everything in our lives changed
我们生活的各方面都改变了。
But may our devotion and love for the Lord Jesus Christ not change.
愿我们对耶稣基督的爱，耶稣基督的忠诚却没有改变。
May we continue to live only for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿我们都单单的为着我们的救赎主耶稣基督来活。
Help us, O Lord, that during these last days, how important it is for us to live for Christ.
求主帮助我们，让我们明白，在特别是在这末后的日子里面，我们活着为基督是何等的重要。
For many in our lives are still without the Savior.
因为我们周围仍然在我们生命中的许多人仍然还是没有这救赎主。
Help us, O Lord, to live for the Lord Jesus Christ, and use us to bring the gospel to save them for Jesus' sake.
求主帮助我们来为基督来活，来把福音来带给他们，让他们能够得蒙拯救。
In this difficult time, make us a blessing to brothers and sisters in Christ by living for Christ.
求主在这样的一个磨难的时刻里面，让我们都真的是来把耶稣基督带到众人的面前，来借着这样来为基督来活。
Help us to continue to care for one another, to provoke one another unto love and to good works.
求主继续的帮助我们，来彼此的相顾，彼此的聚力，彼此的来激发，来行善。
We thank thee that as your children, we can truly say in our hearts, for me to live is Christ.
我们感谢主，因为身为你的儿女，我们能够真的是从心里面来说，我们活着就是基督。
So that to die, it will surely be gain.
以至于我们死，我们就有益处了。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.